Dr. Oliveros dictating in February 28, 2022. First patient is Jacqueline Engstrom. The last name is E-N-G-S-T-R-O-M. Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N. Clinical case of a 63-year-old female that is a type 1 diabetic that we follow with the presence of CKD stage 3B, period. The patient has diabetic nephropathy and has been present for a long period of time. She is a type 1 diabetic since she was 5. Has comorbidities, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia that have been under control. The patient comes with the labs that laboratory workup that was done on February 22nd, 2022. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.45. The estimated GFR is 3.8. The sodium is 137, potassium 4.4, chloride is 105, and CO2 is 24. Period. The protein creatinine ratio has increased significantly. Last time we had a determination of 876 milligrams per gram of creatinine, and this time is 2267. Period. The patient will get benefit from the administration of finerenone, F-I-N-E-R-E-N-O-N-E, 10 milligrams every day in order to improve the outcome from the cardiovascular, peripheral vascular disease, and renal disease point of view. The patient was explained about the patient assistance program where we are going to fax the prescription to the appropriate pharmacy. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C. Is 7.5 compared to 7.4. She has an insulin pump and she gives insulin shots. Period. She is going to start coming to the endocrinology part of the office tomorrow and they will adjust and get a tighter sugar control. Period. The patient was advised to stop salt, to decrease the intake of liquids to 50 ounces in 24 hours, and to use a plant-based diet, avoid all the processed food, avoid meat, pork, chicken, and just follow a plant-based diet. The diet was explained in detail. That is going to improve the general condition, and we will be able to adjust the insulin, and through that, we protect the kidneys. Following number of hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, following number of arterial hypertension that is under control. Today, the blood pressure reading is 152 over 61. Hyperlipidemia that is managing with the administration is statins. The patient is taking the statins every other day. Period. Paragraph. The patient lost the husband that passed away in December 1, 2021. It has been extremely difficult for her to accept that fact. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the face-to-face 20 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.